Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your program, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, June the 19th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking to various political formations about their campaigns as we head towards the July 3rd general elections. Let's get connected, Zimbabwe, on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can call us live and direct at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Live Talk. We are also streaming live on our three websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Different political formations are pulling out all the stops in preparation for the July 30 general elections. It's a high-stakes contest. In fact, there is consensus that it's the most important election in the Zimbabwean history after the polls that brought us President Robert Mugabe in 1980. As you'd remember, we have a crowded presidential race this year. A historic 23 candidates are running for president. But some say the real contest is between President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF and Advocate Nelson Chamisa of the MDC Alliance. But other candidates and parties obviously disagree. And tonight we have representatives of some of the leading political contenders in this election to talk about their campaigns and promises to the people of Zimbabwe. Le chona njani zulukandaba Zimbabwe omuhle siyalalumukela kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lobasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa labamela amabandla atshiyeneyo bechasisa ngemikhankaso yabo eqhubekayo lokuthi kuyini kahle kahle abakuthembisa elina zulu weZimbabwe alubana bethe banqoba kukhetho oluza kwenziwa mhla ka 30 ngenyanga kaNtulikazi, sokusele amalanga nje ambalwa angatsholutho. Yiloke udaba esingalo namhlanje. Sizaba labo abavela kunhlanganiso esijeneyo abe MDC Alliance, abakamakhuphe, abezano. Sizabadinga njalo labe Rainbow Coalition ega nkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Ndiyo nyaya yatukukurukura nezvayo nasi vedwe ama dzangu. Nyaya yesarudzo tichange tichikurukura nevamiriri vemapato kana kuti maalliances akasiyana siyana tichinzwa kubva kwavari kuti zvii zvavari kuvimbisa vana veZimbabwe uyezve zvirongwa zvavo zvekutsvaga rutsigiro kana kuti macampaigns ari kufamba sei. Sekuziva kwenyu ndofunga makuzviziva mese pare zvino kuti hei sarudzo dzegore rino dzakakosha uyezve pane vanhu vanosvika 23 vari kuda chinzvimbo one chete vanoda basa remutungamiri wenyika. 23 candidates uku ndekwekutanga munhoroondo yeZimbabwe kuti kuite vanhu vakawanda kudai vachikwikwidza vachida chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika. Mucharangarira kuti musarudzodza 2013 ndofunga panga pane vanhu vanokwikwidza vanosvika 5 chete. Gorerino vakawanda zvekuti ameno vamwe vari kuti vanhu vakaonera pana mugave kuti basa iri ibasa rakanaka zvachose, nekuti kana wapinda ipapo ka unenge uchinakirwa zvachose. Vamugave vaitopinda mundege vachiinda uko neuku vakabata matomu. Saka vanhu vari kuwanzira vari kukukidza vanzi vakuda kuita ivo vamugave manje. Iloge utava singalo sihambe through amabizo abancintisayo. Ngokuhlelwa kwabo nomination court ekubhaliseni kwabo ngeviki edluleyo, kulobusha Joseph Makamba ngwebandla le Free Zimbabwe Congress, Chamisa Nelson MDC Alliance, Chiguvare Tonderai Joanisa umela I People's Progressive Party, Chikanga Evaristo vanomirira Washington vanomirira bato rinonzi Build Zimbabwe, kuzozoita Zapasi Melba vanomirira bato rinonzi 1980 Freedom Movement Zimbabwe chinhu chedu, wechi6 pana Gava Mapfumo Peter ngomelake I United Democratic Front, kuzobala kuhlavangana Kwanele owe Republicans Party of Zimbabwe, Wove Mambi Divine of Zimbabwe Alliance of Peoples of Patriotic and Democratic Republicans, kuzoba lo Kasia Muru Blessing ngwebandla le Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, Dr. Togozani Kupe ngwe Movement for Democratic Change, Tivotswangirai Love Mama Duku ndeve batore National Constitutional Assembly, va Elton Steers Mangoma vachange vachikwikwidza pasarudzo idzi, vakamirira mubatanidzwa wavo we Coalition of Democrats, vanoa manyika vachange vakamirira Build Zimbabwe Alliance, Mariacha Violet ngoye United Democratic Movement, Mnangagwa Emerson Dambudzo ngomonga meli geng we ozipeteyo njalo za mela ibandla lake leZANU PF, Nkosana Donald Moyo umela I Alliance for the People's Agenda, kozoti va Brian Mteki vachange vakazvimirira vega vari nhengo yakazvimirira vega vamuteki havaiti zvemagurupu, kozoita vamugadza William Taone zvi ndeve Bethel Christian Party, Joyce Teuraropa mujirumwe People's Rainbow Coalition, Munyandori Tendai Peter of the New Democratic Party, Ambrose Mutiniri National Patriotic Front nge G40 lei, Shumba Daniel of the United Democratic Alliance, last but not least, I'm almost running out of breath, number 23 Wilson Harry Peter of the Democratic Opposition Party. 23, 10, 20+3, ivo ge abaza ncintisa 23 candidates ndo vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika. Saka ballot paper resarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika richange rakareba. I ballot paper lizava lilide kakhulu, i ballot paper langkhona mpela, ngakho kuyamela ukukhangelisise kahle ukuthi ufaka uxa endaweni eyiyo. And joining me now is my first guest, that's Love Mochino Putsa of the MDC Alliance. Love Mo, good evening and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Mtunamili, for inviting me.
Yes, it's a game on. What exactly are you promising the people of Zimbabwe as the MDC Alliance?
Well, basically, the MDC Alliance wants the people of Zimbabwe to reimagine a better Zimbabwe, to rethink and have a vision. Zimbabwe will work again, where our economy will be working again. We are promising the people of Zimbabwe that we have a document that we have come up with that we are calling the SMART document, which is an abbreviation to mean a sustainable and modernization agenda for real transformation, which is basically our pledge to the people of Zimbabwe around the issues that we want to be able to deal with. We are talking about the way we want to change the culture of governance in this country. We want to build the nation. We also want to have a state that is the way people have confidence in the state itself. We are also promising the people of Zimbabwe that we are going to be able to deal with the economic mess that we find ourselves in. We have seen an economy that has not been improving. We've seen an economy that has gone down over the years. So we are basically promising the people of Zimbabwe that if we are given an opportunity to lead this country for the next 5 years, we are going to make sure that we create employment for the people of Zimbabwe. We create and rebuild industries that have not been operating for a long time to make sure that we also leverage all the resources that we have, our own resources that we have in this country, should be able to be used to leverage us and be able to assist us as a country to move forward and do well in this country. We are also promising the people of Zimbabwe that there's going to be a revamp of the social services sector in this country, where we are saying that we need to be able to deal with the people that are aged. We need to be able to give them a grant so that they're able to survive. We're going to revamp the health sector. We are also going to look into the education sector to make sure that they're going to make education affordable. And we have said that as an example, we're going to have free primary education, where the parents will then chip in during secondary. And when people get to universities and colleges, it is based on the period of the government of the day to make sure that students are catered for. So basically, it's a document, it's a vision that we have for this country, where we are saying that we need to be able to also deal with our infrastructure that has dilapidated over the years. So we are saying if you're going to give the people of Zimbabwe, if you're going to give the MDC an opportunity to lead us, the people of Zimbabwe will never ever experience the challenges that they've been experiencing over the past 38 years.
Aha, asi mgoma love mohanzi ne Zanu PF kana vachimu D campaign hanzi imimi ndimi kamakabata ma major local authorities kuHarare council ndimi makabata matomu kuBulawa ndimi makabata matomu asi hanzi ne Zanu PF hakuna hapana kana chiri kufamba ipapo muri kutadza kuita basa saka munozovimbisa kugadzirisa nyaya yeZimbabwe sei muchiita zvakugadzirisa macouncils.
Dambudziko ratinaro rinozikanwa wani kuti makanzuru atinawo muZimbabwe haana utungamiriri hune simba kana tanganzi maexecutive powers kumeka madecision. Mukatarisa munoona kuti chatanga tichishandisa the local government act tanga tichishandisa inopa simba kuna minister ndiye anodetemaina nekudictator kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiita sei. Makanzela edu anofanira asina simba rakawanda. Zvakare ungatarisa vanotungamirira kana kuti vari panyanga dzekutungamira paprograms emucouncil kazhinji mutaza munozoona kuti vari vashandi ndopatange tichinetsana mukatarisa even muHarare tikunetsana kuti tiwane kanzuro yedu yaineseka kuti iwane munhu anokwanisa kupusha kana kuti kuita basa rinenge richida kuitwa. Munoona kuti mataunti clerk aifanira kunge akaiswa pari zvino but zvese zvinongoramba zvichidzokera kumashure zvichiramba nehurumende. So kutadza kemakanzuro edu kunge vachiita zvavarifanira kunge vachiita zvinokonzerwa nekuti vanenge vachimbunyikidzwa uye vasingapiwe mukana wekuita basa ravo semakanzuro. Asi haizvireri izvo kuti isusu seMDC tichatadza kutungamira nyika ino nekuti makanzuro edu anyimwa mukana. Aiwa, isusu tiri kukumbira vaya veZimbabwe kuti ngavatipe mukana, ngavatipe simba, ngavatipe authority yekutungamira nyika ino in totality, and then we'll be able to deliver, and we should be measured against zvatinenge tazotadza kuita kana zvatinenge taita. Tine authority yemaZimbabweans kunge tichifanange tiita zvatinoita.
Aha, please do stay on the line mkoma love more. Ya kuluma ke lapo u love more chinoputsa ngwe MDC Alliance. Uti ukuchotozwa iZanu PF abakwenzwayo ngokwehluleka ukubusa kuhle kuma council ikakhulu eHarare la koBulawayo. Asazi eHarare mhlawumbe kodwa koBulawayo iCouncil yakoBulawayo iyazama mpela ngasikhangela ukuhlanzeka. I would say Bulawayo is the cleanest city in Zimbabwe. Le ndaba yamanzi yebo kuyaye kuhluphe lapha lalaphana but I think the Bulawayo local authority is really doing its best in terms of service delivery. We have our second guest on the show, Ubaba Ukhaliphani Phukeni, OMDCT ga Dokotela Thokozani Khuphe. Phukeni, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mthakathi, ngibingelela labalaleli.
Lathi siyakwamukela. Sike sabona lapha selokhu laba libandla elizimeleyo kalikaze liqhube imihlangano, uMakhube akaze enze imihlangano. Siyakuzwisisa likhala ngemali, kodwa lizanqoba kanjani kukhetho lolu lingakhankasi ngendlela abanye abakhankasa ngayo?
Msakazi, ngiyabonga ngombuzo wakho, kodwa uzonanzelela ukuthi usbenchmarka against abanye abantu, and ikhulumile indaba yemali, uthila ngamasela yonke izano le-MTC bathatha imali yabantu yama-taxpayers banikane bona bodwa. Lo ubaba lo omelwe ngumfo wethu lo Love More, uyakwazi ukuthi namanje ungene ngegama elithi Alliance, thina ethu singene nge-MDCT okubonisa ukuthi thina yithi ngempela i-MDC yeqiniso. Kodwa imali yonke yathathwa yanikezwa yena ngamasosi namasela ezanu ngoba besebenzisana bonke. So banayo imali yokwenza zonke lezi zinto. Ubonile besenza ubudlwangudlwangu bemprotector, Elections Act ithi akuvunyelwa khona lokho. Kodwa namhlanje akula even umuntu oyi-one obotshiweyo. Lo kuthiwa ngumkoyi lo befuna ukugijima laphana ekhwazana akwazama ukunegotiate, abanegotiate, kodwa watshela i-BBC wathi yena abantu be-violence ubaxothile ephathini. So ngabantu bamanga, ngabantu abafuna ukumake sure ukuthi akula chance yokuthi thina njenge-MDC, abantu abamele abantu beZimbabwe, abantu abamele ukuthi silisane nokuhlupheka nokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu bakithi sithole i-chance. Kodwa uzokwazi ukuthi njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje manje, u-president uku-ground. Siyakubona lokho kwamarali, kodwa thina sikholelwa ukuthi into e-important ngabantu. Uku-ground manje unokhenizim yabantu yabakhumbuza ukuthi ukhetho lukhona. Ukhona umama uKhuphe uyarana njengomongameli waleli lizwe, bese sizwile ama-series angamanga athi uphumile. Akakwazi ukuphuma phela umama, ngoba engaphuma uyabe etshiyela bani isikhala? Atshiyele umbulalo ngomnankagwa, atshiyele lalowo mfana lowo laye futhi obonisa uzobulala abantu angathola amandla uThamisa. Asikwazi ukukwenza lokho. So uyagijima umama uku-ground manje, siku-ground asitholakali lula ngoba siyasebenza. Abayenze bona amarali abo, it is just a show off ebantwini. Sina siqoqothe ezinye zabantu sibakhumbuza ukuthi ukhetho luyeza, inkululeko yabo iyeza. Umama uKhuphe uyagijima, kumele bamvotele ukuze iZimbabwe ibe ngcono. Angidinge ukuthi ngikhumbuze iZimbabwe ngemisebenzi yakhe umama uKhuphe. Uyaziwa iZimbabwe yonke ngemisebenzi yakhe emihle. Yikho bengathandi ukuthi atholakale enethuba lokuthi ayibonise le misebenzi ebantwini, ngoba kungenzeka lokho phinde bayibone into okuthiwa yikubusa.
Akusiphe izinto ezimbili ngamafitshane ezimqoka elizithembisa uZulu eZimbabwe ukuthi alubana lithe lanqoba kukhetho langena embusweni sesilo president Thokozani Khuphe, yizo elizaziqakathekisa mpela. Sithi ku-100 days, first 100 days eliziqakathekisa lizilungisisa.
Sifuna ukubheka indaba yamathuba ebantwini, ngoba into le is about opportunities, yabona. Abantu amathuba abanawo, amathuba aya ngokuthi ngubani, owaziwa ngubani, makutheni, yabona. Bese bethatha izinto lezi bazifake ebanganini babo namafamilies abo, kuphelele khonale. So sifuna ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bangathola inkululeko kweyo economy, bakwazi ukuthi baziphilise, bazinakekele, bathole ukukhululeka kakhulu. Ngifuna ukuqakathekisa kakhulu kubomama, uzonanzelela ukuthi omama banenge kuleli lizwe kodwa ebabahlukumezeke kakhulu. Ngifuna ukuthi bakhululeke, babe ama-opportunities ngesilungu, bagijime nabo, baphatheke, babe namabhizinisi, bakwazi ukwenza ama-decisions ngoba benayo imali. So yizo izinto esibhekele kakhulu lezo ukuthi zenzakale. Okwesibili, ngifuna ukudila ne-corruption ku-government, ngokuba yiyo eletha ukuhlupheka konke lokho. Inkohlakalo nje iningi, konke nje okwenzakala eZimbabwe lana kwenzakala ngenkohlakalo. Singadika le nkohlakalo, silethe into ekuthiwa yi-fairness. Umuntu akwazi ukuthi uma edika le government uzophiwa i-chance, kuzoba fair. Ngoba yinto enzisa ubuhlungu ukuthi thina abanye siyahlupheka kodwa iZimbabwe inothe kakhulu. laba abanye abazethu bahlakaniphile bona bathatha le imali bayigcina abanye bahambisa ngaphandle kwelizwe abanye bayidlalisa khona la abantu besise zibabe behlupheka elizweni elinothe kangaka. So izinto zenza indili lezi ezingathi zisemqoka ukuthi sakhe amathuba. Uzobheka le manifesto yethu esiyibiza i-BEST, Building an Economy to Support Transformation, ukuthi kuzutshintshe la inkinga ekhona kwaphezimbabwe. I would even put it in English and say it's a rush or a struggle for resources. So singadila lakho khona lokho ukuthi make sure ukuthi abantu bethu balawo amathuba. Mase belawo amathuba ke izi nomama kusebenza kwabo mama uzobona kusehla ngoba kwamanje nje yena le irush yokuthi umuntu futhi mina angizitholele mina phambi komuntu.
Mhm. Siyabonga Phukeni and Mkoma Love More, please do stay on the line. Love More Chinophutsa ngwe MDC Alliance kuzothi uKhaliphani Phukeni ngwe MDCT ekhokhelwa ngudokotela Thokozani Khuphe. Ake sithathe abalaleli timboto rabatereri. Kunjani mlaleli?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila. Usibamba ungaphi lapho?
Ngisejoke.
Usemzansi. Kunjani emzansi?
Kurayithi, ngingono namhlanje, akubandi kakhulu njengamanye amala.
Igama mbani?
Ngudizaya.
Yebo Desire, uyizwile indaba sikhuluma ngemikhankaso silawa amajaha lapha amela ama-formations atshiyeneyo, amabandla atshiyeneyo. Akuphose lakho ba?
Ya, ngiyayizwa le ndaba yama-candidate amaningi isakhulukazi kumongameli. Ngicabanga ukuthi abanye nje isikhathi sabo njengokuthi bathi bayangenela kulolu khetho. Ngathi bekungcono uma bakade bezojoyina abanye, umuntu obonakala mhlawumbe nesupport enini bajoyine yena kusetshenziswana. Ikakhulukazi indaba ye-NDC ukuthi ihlukane phakathi, eyi ayilunganga, ayikho right. Mina ngazi ukuthi kungene nezweni lakithi ukuthi sonke isikhathi uma kuthi into ngathi ihamba kahle kuba khona ukuhlukana phakathi. Ngoba okwesibili manje i-NDC yenza into efana ekuqaleni kwaphuma uWashman Ncube basala bonomakhuphe badistante bomakhuphe abaphumayo futhi bathi bayazimela. Kodwa uma ungabheka kahle umakhuphe akanayo i-support efana neyakuhlanisha. Kuzofanele mhlawumbe abheke lezo zinto ezifana nalezo ukuthi okay, yena uyathi i-support ikhe ukwehla kancane, ayifani nekahlanisha. Ihlanisha nabantu abaningi compared to umakhuphe. So kuzofanele acabangele abantu nezwe abone ukuthi kungasemani-ke kungcono aqhubeke ihlanisha amsupporte babe bonke bonakale kuqhutshekwa phambili mase kukhishwa izano PF uma ngabe iyakhishwa ukuthi kusetyenzwa kanjani after that. Kunokuthi athi yena uyaphuma naye dosa ngalo ukuthi NDCT nalo deputy president wakhe bayambuza nina ukuthi thinimele ukuthi Tsvangirai uhluleke nokuphendula.
Uthi ngingene khonapho design. Ngingene khonapho. Uthi abanye laba badlalisa isikhathi. Umthato ngokabani?
Uchamisa nomnangagwe.
Kuyacaca,
kuyacaca lokho. Ngingane encane ngakubona lokho ukuthi abanye laba nje sebesebenza bayazi kahle ukuthi angeke balibalile ukhetho lokuthi babe umongameli. Amathemba awekho mancane kakhulu amathuba okuthi angawina. Hayi ukuthi mancane awekho total. Uyabona uma uthi umuntu mancane amathuba okuthi angawina kusuka kunethemba, but kuwa alikho nelincane ithemba lokuthi bangawina ukhetho.
Hayi siyabonga ungena kuhlelo.
Ngoba bobuza nje le ndoda omakhuphe akuna nerali eyodwa esibonake yenza nezamani becomplaina ngendaba zezimali nani ngani. Pho baphumeleni bona baba ngama-rebels ngoba abantu basebenechanisa. I-NDC yabantu, iparty makukhulunywa ngeparty kukhulunywa ngabantu. Akukhulunywa nje ngegama nje kuphela. Bona bayoba ngegama nje, igama lisebenza. Kuthi kukhuluma abantu, iparty yabantu.
Hayi siyabonga ungena kuhlelo design. Awu lati yabo. Mgoma Love More ndimbodzo ka kwa Muri. Timbotarisa ma statistics and this is courtesy of Open Pali ZW. They posted some of the statistics from the voters roll they obtained yesterday from ZEC. Harare province, there are 900,000, almost a million registered voters, 900,300. And among those, 49% are male and 50% are female. Then when it comes to the youth demographic, I want you to pay attention to this, Mgoma Love More. We have the age group between 18 and 35. We have 443,000 registered voters. Muriku gutsikana here ne uwandu wevechidiki uhu uyezve unorevei?
Tinofara chaizvo nekuregista kwakaita vechidiki vachida kutaridza chido chavo chekuvhota maelections egore rino. Zvazvinongoreva ndezvekuti unlike makore akare pataiwana sengataka election yapera mayouth akaregista akazovhota yainguva 5% chete. Zvazvinoreva ipo zvino ndezvekuti vechidiki have taken it upon themselves to make sure that they are the change that they so much desire. So we take hope in the fact that young people are going to be game changers in this election. And we believe also it has a lot to do with our president, Nelson Chamisa, who has given the people of Zimbabwe a new hope, who has given the people of Zimbabwe a new way of thinking in terms of our politics. I think he has brought in a new, a fresh breath of air, where people have begun to want to be able to participate in politics and also following politics. You can't take it away from him. I think President Nelson Chamisa has brought in this excitement amongst all the generations, but especially young people that are excited to see one of their own making it and one of their own standing up to say you would want to be the president of this country. So we are excited about the idea of young people being the game changers in this election, and we are hopeful that come elections, young people will resonate with what we stand for as the MDC Alliance, and they will overwhelmingly vote for President Nelson Chamisa. Otherwise, we are glad that the 435,000 people that we are talking about, we don't see ourselves getting no less than 400,000 of these young people who will be able to say to President Chamisa, please, can you take us out of the mud that we've been in for a long time?
Then Eskabeni say Manikalenda is Ilama registered voters abantaba palisela ukuvota almost a million too by 733,000 abesifazana bangu by 56% abesilisa 43% kuzothi eManikaland njalo nxa sesikhangela abasakhulayo age group ephakathi kwe 18 years le 35 by 300,000 nxa sibehlukanisa ngobulili abesilisa 54% then abesilisa 45%. Lapho lihamba khona phukeni liyaluthola yini usekelo ebantwini abasakhulayo?
Ngoba ngiyambona ukuthi into le ngathi imchayile kakhulu. Ubaba uDizayo uzokhumbula ukuthi siqala i-opposition, sasinenjongo why sayiqala i-opposition. Abantu bakithi basebehluphekile andizano. Abantu bemadebeleni bebizwa ama-dividends, bencitshwa amathuba. Abaphikisana nomgabe lokho ukuthi no-opposition babechaywa, bebulawa. Sasesiqala ke i-opposition, in other words, sithi were opposed to this barbaric action and this backward type of life and governance. So akakwazi-ke ukuthi ethi yena uChamisa uzokhupha abantu kulokho ubuhlungu lokho bekwenza saqala i-opposition, ngoba uChamisa usebonisile ukuthi yena akahlukananga nomgabe. Ubiza abantu bemathebheleland njengomgabe, ayisiza ama-dividend. Ubona abantu bathe kuyinto yokutshiselwa endlini ma bengavumi ukuthi yena avuse. So angikwazi-ke ukuthi yena uthi mina angijoyinani noChamisa ngoba kusasa kuzoletha inkululeko abantu. Akulabantu abazokhululeka. Kutho ukuthi namhlanje ama-vanguards kaChamisa kusasa ayavuka e-5th brigade. So akula lutho nje lapho. Sesibonile ukuthi ngumuntu wamanga, uqamba amanga, aqamba amanga nangomuntu omdala, ubaba uNkomo. So sidila nje ngento engelamehluko lezani, yikho siphikisana naye.
ngiyabonga ukuthi balama statistics abantu abatsha as if kulomuntu oyi-one on exclusive right to abantu abatsha. Nami minje ngingumuntu omutsha, ngilabantu abatsha abaningi abangilandelayo. Udokotela ukhuphe ulandelwa ngabantu abatsha abaningi ngokuba ama aspirations abo bayawabona ukuthi aba fulfilled kuye umama ngendlela aziphethe ngakhona nangendlela amphawu ngakhona abantu abatsha. Bengifisa ukuthi ngabe uyaqhubeka wenze lama statistics abo mama ubone ukuthi omama abaregistrile bangaki. If I'm not mistaken, bona ngathi omama abaregistrile they are 54%. So ma ngabe omunye claim ukuthi yena ngiyophetha abantu abatsha, nathi-ke asiclaim-e ukuthi siphethe omama. Bese sibona-ke ukuthi election uma ihamba ngalawo ma-claims, ngubani oyavuka ewinile. Angiphikisani-ke lalaba abakhuluma ngokuthi kwathi ubani ulabantu abaningi kwathini. Angazi ukuthi kubona kanjani lokho. Mina yena loo ndoda nalo kuthiwa ulabantu abaningi, ngamudla ku-Congress ngo-2014 ngimanethi uMonzora. Ngamudla kuthiwa ukhethwe ngama-provinces angu-10, uMonzora wakhethwa yi-1, kodwa ngamudla. Waphuma esekhala esephuma umungula esedliwe. So namhlanje ngethuki mina, lesho ayibonisa ebantwini, hambe ebhasa abantu abagcwalisile izwe lonke, babangisa umsindo, ebafaka kuma-WhatsApp, ebafaka kuma-social media. Akutsho lutho lokho, yiprogramu yakhe akaqhubeke ngayo. Basiyeke lathi siqhubeke ngeyethu yokufundisa abantu ukuthi iZimbabwe engcono, elamathuba, ele-tolerance, ethanda bonke abantu ngelandaba ukuthi uphuma kuphi, ungumhlobo bani. Is possible. And umuntu ongakwenza lokho ngumama uKhuphe, ngoba ukwenzile ngesikhathi engu-deputy prime minister. Nguye umama hlobo phose okukhuluma indimi zonke zakulena leli lizwe. Engasuka eMashonaland yakhuluma isiShona uzikhohlwe ukuthi ngumuntu weMatabeleland. Engaze eMatabeleland yakhuluma isintu, engayale kuboPlumtree uyakhuluma isiKhalanga. Yibo umkhokheli esibufunayo lobo, hhayi ubukhokheli obuhamba bukhuluma ilangethi eyi-one kodwa lubhizi luthi hhayi mina ngimele abantu bonke. Uma umele abantu bonke uhlulwa yini ukuthi ule minyaka ewu-40 ubusufundile ulimi labantu? Yini okumhlulayo khonapho?
Siyabonga khonapho. Phukena, abasanda sixhuma isikhathi 8:32. Sasambile mpela isikhathi kodwa silabanye ababili abasanda sejoyina lapha kuhlelo. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo umsakazo, kungumsakazo wenu oStudio 7. Silo Love Much Inophutha, MDC Alliance Khaliphani Phukeni, MDC Thiyeka Makhuphe, njalo ngamukele uKhulani David Ndlovu owePeople's Rainbow Coalition. Ndlovu, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyajabula ukuba kuhlelo lolu, ngibingelela nabalaleli emakhaya.
Iye, uNdlovu ngowe People's Rainbow Coalition eka mama uMjuru. Uzwile umlaleli ukhona okwakhuluma lapha uDesire. Uthi abanye uMjuru lina leli izanyongwana nje Ndlovu likhapha uChamisa lomnangagwa, umtshato kaChamisa lomnangagwa. Uthini ngalokho?
Hayi, iZimbabwe isikhululeke kakhulu. Democracy sikhona, umuntu lomuntu uvunyelwe ukuthi akhulume akubona kufanele ngakuye. Kodwa thina masikhangele, sibona ukhetho lolu lukhetho lwabantu bonke, umama uMjuru ongomunye wamapresidenti okumele avotelwe. Masikhangele thina umama uMjuru umuntu ongumama, and sesikhangele layo i-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumfana okuthiwa nguChamisa kanye lomnangagwa. Thina ma sibakhangele, asiboni mehluko phakathi kwabo namanye wonke ama-president azakhethwa mhlaka-30. And sikhangele ukuthi uMjuru uzonqoba kulolu khetho, ngoba uMjuru engumuntu ongumama and ongumuntu olama-youth amaningi kakhulu eZimbabwe le esikhangeleyo. Lobo bantu abaningi besithi ama-youth angachamisa, but thina sesihamba khona ama-provinces zonke siyawabona ama-youth akhona, siyabona ukuthi omama bakhona, and hhayi uMjuru akalandanga uzodlala, ulanda ukuzonqoba.
Aha, siyabonga Ndlovu, uqhubeka ubambile khonapho. As I welcome my former classmate Dingumuzi Phuthi, we were together in high school and now he's on the ZANU-PF ticket wanting to represent my constituency Bulilima West in parliament. Good evening Dingumuzi and welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Your party, ZANU-PF, stands accused of literally destroying Zimbabwe in the past 38 years. How do you defend yourself going into this election?
I wonder what one will refer to as destruction when a country has never been at war from the time ZANU-PF led this country in government. And as well,
and,
I want to...
And the only reason why really Zimbabwe has never been to war after independence is that, well, not after independence per se. We know there was Gugurahundi. I doubt, you know, if we can classify that as a war. That was a purge. But in recent history, Zimbabwe has had all the ingredients for civil war, but we have not been to war because Zimbabweans are peace-loving people. But otherwise, your party, Puti, I'm sorry to say, it has been a pain to many people.
How so?
We have record unemployment. We have no money in the banks at the moment. And I could go on and on.
In 1996, a Danish guy called George Lemke was hired to come and work with ZCTU as a cooperating partner in order to form the MDC underground, which mission was fulfilled in 1999. And when he was deported, MDC launched in September 1999. And when it launched, it also launched a series of pain for Zimbabweans, notably the sanctions. And how does a country operate under sanctions? That means total isolation, which means that it is not ZANU-PF that brought suffering and all those other accusations that you outlined, but rather it is the motive behind the formation of MDC that brought that, because we have records of MDC leadership calling for sanctions, dates provided, venues provided, people that were representing that program. We know them. May their souls rest in peace. Some of them are departed, but we know that this country has been brought to its knees because of sanctions. I respect the guy from MDC, Thokozani, that he spoke something that is tangible about Zimbabwe being a free country now, because Mnangagwa is ushered into such as a leader of ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is an institution, it's a party, but when you operate as a governing party, it does not necessarily mean that you therefore are accountable for everything that took place, because there are other players, including civil society organizations and political parties. In this particular statement, I want to outline clearly that the MDC then, from 99 into the 2000 elections, ushered into some situations that were not conducive for progress in Zimbabwe. Well, the sanctions, everybody knows about that. Sanctions that we are talking about are not sanctions as a political gimmick, neither are they sanctions as just a campaign tool for ZANU-PF. But we know that there were sanctions by the MDC, requested by the MDC in 2001 when we had Zidera, and in 2001 when we had the European Union, in 2003 when we had Zidera. So these are things to talk about, really. It's not ZANU-PF.
Okay. Puti, I know you know the truth, man. You cannot run away from that. Even you guys, after the coup, you have said in ZANU-PF that Mugabe was solely responsible for all the negative things that happened. But let's move forward. kuyini kahle kahle elikuthembisa abantu beZimbabwe 38 years on okutsha elithi lizabenzela khona elehluleka ukubenzela khona in the past 38 years?
Thank you, Ndovo Kakwazo. First of all, let me correct you. There was no coup. A coup happens when somebody is made to run away from their country or is slain. Amakhuz, when we record history, amakhuz kunja. When people celebrated in their millions. And I was part of those that went to Harare and celebrated.
But okay. A coup happens. Oh, okay. Let me. Just 1 second. A coup happens when a sitting president is forcibly removed from office and is arrested for days, like what happened to Mugabe. But move forward.
He was never arrested. Neither was he forcibly removed. He wrote a resignation letter which was read. U parliament sitting, lama members, wonke our parliament from all political parties, including those that are in this program in which I am today, and ute resigner, kazanga vanje lumpopo, kazanga ayenzelwe anything. He saw impeachment coming, and he thought that he should protect his dignity by so doing. Coming to the question, ZANU-PF is a party that is polished. We have a leader, President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He is a person ozalwa eNkabazwe, Zishavane in particular. He speaks both Ndebele and Shona, and he has embraced all other cultures and languages. And when he came in, he has spoken Ngogu, Vambana, ukhulume ngokuthula, ukhulume ngokudinga isizotha ngezenzo zethu. We are even asked never to write graffiti on ama posters abanye, neither to pull them down, not even to call them names. But siyaqhawulana bengilabafowethu eplumtree lapha engikhuluma ngikhona kathesi. Siqhawulana abanye sihleka sonke silungisa ama-posters ethu ekampeni sonke abe-MDC Alliance. Kulabanye abamamanye amaphathi ezixoxisana besiwosinyama today labanye, and it tells me that I'm really a disciple of Mnangagwa, who shall usher Zimbabwe into a dispensation that is real. Lokho ngikutsho ngikhomba ukuthi i-development yiyo into ayihlosileyo. Undumele imessage mina efonini yami wathi ngithanda ukwenzela amhlophe ngokuwina ukuthi urepresente iZANU-PF kuma-elections abuyayo. Ngicela ukuthi ube kwazi ukuthi esikuhlosileyo kumbe sihamba ngakho kulolu khetho ngama-issues e-development, and that is a clarified part of our manifesto. Yikho nje ngizathi ngiphuma ngisiya kubo Bhambazi, Mbimba, Tokwana, Makulela, Macingwana, Zinyama, and everywhere, as a House of Assembly representative for Wulili Mawe, ngukhuluma. Ngikhuluma kanje lama councillors ethu wonke, labo chairman bama ward ethu bakwazi ukuthula yikho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe. And this is what ED is going to take us through in order that we bring development.
Let me interject there, Puti. Hold your horses. Let me bring in Ubaba Ukulani Ndlovu. I'll bring you back. You will make your point. Van Ndlovu, Murukubanzwa, Variku Taura, Vaputi, Anzi Zanundishu.
With ZANU-PF, I think it's high time we stop playing games. ZANU-PF party, Yamatosi, they are not reliable, they are not honest. And for the past 38 years, they have been doing nothing but killing Zimbabwe. And I hear Mr. Puti talking, that's what they do, they talk, but actually they don't deliver. And up to now, we're still waiting as Zimbabweans to see what ZANU-PF has actually done good. So it seems to say, as Zimbabweans, we are saying no to ZANU-PF. It's high time we change government and we put PRC. And as PRC, we've put things in order. kuti tikapinda ku government, this is what we're going to do. And they will do the exact thing that ZANU PF has failed. For example, number one is to get rid of all corrupt people in government, because corruption has killed this nation. And then number two is PRC, who have said, okay, this government of ours is too big. Let us try and reduce the number of ministers and also be gender sensitive and age sensitive. Because currently, if we take a look at what is happening in this government of ours, we have got too many old people that are sleeping in parliament and sleeping in their ministerial positions, and we should get rid of them. These people that are young, that are energetic, that are full of running, that can run this country to what it was when it was being run by the whites. And then also, as PRC, we have said, right, we have been chased away from the Commonwealth. Can we find a way to get back to rejoin the Commonwealth so that we can facilitate trade with other countries? But ZANU-PF has been there for some time, and they have been keeping quiet. They have even introduced this bond thing so that we can trade amongst ourselves, but we are not importing anything. And the people are suffering in the country because they cannot go outside and bring things from outside countries to Zimbabwe. And clearly, ZANU-PF, they are playing. And also, when it comes to MDC, yes, Chamisa is young and old, but Chamisa Wacho, does he have the right mind, the right attitude to take us to another level in Zimbabwe? But I believe our president, Mai Mchuru, she has been there in the government. She knows the corrupt people. She has been there for since 1980 when they came back. She has been there. She knows everything. She's mature. And I believe she's the right president for us. And as PRC, it is the right coalition to take us to the next level in Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh. Thank you there. Kulani David Ndlovu, ngowenhlanganiso ye People's Rainbow Coalition. Please do stay on the line, those who've just joined in. This is Studio 7, and the program is The Connection. We are talking about preparations for elections. And our guests, we have Love Mochino Puta of the MDC Alliance, Dingumuzi Puti of ZANU-PF, who is contesting in Bulilima West, the parliamentary seat there. We also have Kalipani Pugeni of the MDCT, led by Dr. Togozani Kupe. Coming to you, Kalipani. I always say Kalipani, I don't know why, but Kalipani, coming back to you, you heard what Ubaba Uputi said about the MDC and its unsuitability to lead. Akungene khonapho ba.
Hayi, abona inkinga enginayo kwakuqala ngamanga wakhulumileyo. Angizange ngabuka umnangagwa mina. Maybe ubaba uNdlovu ngiyokhulume esenze example nje ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhululekile nje free country into engakhuluma into ayifuna. Angikwazi mina ukumbuka umnangagwa. Uzokhumbula ukuthi uyo wabiza abantu bakithi wathi ngamawuwu okumele atshiswe endlini. Baqhubeka vele satshiswa endlini. Usejika manje sezenza umuntu osenzana osephendukile. Kodwa akasatsho ukuthi hayi laphana kwenzeka iphutha ngicela ukuthi ngenze ukulungiswa. Usekhuluma ukuthi bygones be bygones. Kodwa abelungu ukuthi uzobanika imali nabo zizoba compensate. Kodwa abantu bakithi akanandaba nje. Iviki elidlulileyo ngisensiza North ward 90. Inyembe zami zehla ngoba nganikeza abantwana i-lift. Ngadrive uma ngomude. Ngithe ngimehlisa lo mntwana ngambuza ukuthi wena mntwana uhamba ama-hours amangaka. Wathi ngihamba 4 hours. Ngathi ukubuya-ke wathi 4 hours. Ngathi 8 hours usesikolweni wathi yebo. So umnangagwa nje asonto engingakhuluma ngayo mina ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi yena kuye ukuthula nenihlala kahle nani. Ucabangela abantu bakuwe zishabane konke kumuva kusiyazi. Kodwa laba abantwana bakithi abahamba 8 hours ngosuku besiye esikolweni akanandaba nakho lokho uthe let bygones be bygones. So akuzange kwaba lokuthula eZimbabwe njengoba ubaba uphuthe kutsha. Akuzange kwenzeka lokho kuthula. Kungabe kunokuthula endaweni ezithize. Kodwa ngeke uthi kunokuthula umntwana ehamba 8 hours esikolweni. I-violence leyo. I-violence ekhona, economical violence, tribal violence, propaganda violence, the space, even in media space, is so violent.
So iphisi la ekhulumayo angazi bengisalinda ukuthi uzothi ukuthi okwenzeke lokhu nalokhu nalokho okubukeka eZimbabwe. Kodwa wonke umuntu ohlale eZimbabwe for 38 years uyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe ludubo lodwa, ludubo olubangelwe izanu. Izanu nje yinto yokuyeka nje lapha. Akula nje umuntu akathathi izanu ayifake eZimbabwe. Yi-cancer nje leyo ezosibulala sonke siphele. Ake sikhuluma kancane nge-MDC Alliance. Uthe ubaba uThina Busa ama-councillors awanamandla kuphethe ilokhuzeni uhulumende o-central government. Ukhuluma amanga lo ngoba manje ngithi ukhuluma amanga. Yena la ama-council okuthiwa alamandla. Kodwa maso kusiza ekutshontsheni amandla abalawo. Mina ngobulawa nje bangikhuluma nayo. Kunomunye lana ophethe isikhundla esiphezulu ku-MDC Alliance. Watshontsha umhlaba esiwubiza prime land mawuphuma ngathi uyegoli leyo. Watshontsha umhlaba lwana wathi yena uthengile. Uzozithengisela njani umhlaba? Uzothi wena uphethe isikhundla esiphezulu esika-deputy mayor ukuthi uphinde uthenga umhlaba we-council nge-price ehle phansi ngaleyo ndlela. Wakhe izindlu laphana usehleli kahle yena labantwana bakhe. Kodwa ma abantu bethi thina siyahlupheka uthi hayi i-government yezana. Yena njengo-councillor, njengo-mayor uyakwazi ukuzithengisela umhlaba kodwa akakwazi ukulwela abantu bakithi ukuthi labo bathole lowo mhlaba noma bathole ukukhululeka baziphathe kahle.
Ngingene khonapha isikhathi sesambile nizaphenduka kuye Phukeni sizivala uhlelo. Mkoma love more manzwa abaphuthi bezanu PF bachi Taura muri kunzwawo vakhaliphani Phukeni bachi shora batorenyu. Pindai papo.
Kusu hatisi kuzotora nguva yedu tichiteerera zviri kutaurwa nemamwe mapato asi kuti tichitenderera mberi nezvirongwa zvekuti toita sei kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe inge ichisununguka. Mukaona the effort that is being made to try and disparage the leadership of the MDC Alliance and our councillors as my brother Pugen was just alluding to, I think it only speaks to the point that we are the game in town and instead of people focusing on the real enemy with ZANU-PF, I want to think that they don't see ZANU-PF as their enemy, but rather they see us as an enemy. So I'm not surprised, but I would have people that spend much of their time focusing on denigrating the president in waiting with President Nelson Chamisa. But anyway, I think the people of Zimbabwe are not very dull. They are not actually dull. They are not stupid. They know and they know the people that have the capacity to take them forward. That's why you will see that people of Zimbabwe are congregating around the rallies that President Chamisa is holding across the country. All speaks to the confidence that they have in him and they have in the MDC Alliance, which is literally brought together the MDC to its original state of 1999, and also brought in a new dimension of having people that fought in the liberation struggle, among other key stakeholders in the political landscape. So I have no doubt that come 30 July 2018, we'll be able to roam to Zitsu, and we'll roam to Zitsu on the basis of this trust and confidence that the people have, and also on the basis of the roadmap and the vision that we have for this country, which is clearly stated in our smart document. We want to do things in a smarter way. We want to run this country in a very smart way, and we'll be able to deliver change in a smart way to the people of Zimbabwe. So we're not worried. We're not concerned about the rantings that can come from our fellow opposition members. We remain focused on the job. We remain focused on the agenda to make sure that at the appropriate time, the people of Zimbabwe come face to face. They will be having a government that is for the people and by the people, and that is a government that is led by none other than Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Gentlemen, we have 5 minutes remaining on the clock, so I'll give you a minute each, and I mean a minute each, to give us your last word. But before I do that, we have statistics from Bulawayo. Abantu abaregistayo ko Bulawayo vanhu vakanyoresa kuvota ku Bulawayo vanosvika 258,000. And looking at the youth demographic between the ages of 18 and 35, we have 116,000 registered voters. That's a disappointing number there coming from the city of Bulawayo. Gentlemen, let's wrap things up, starting with you, Kulani David Ndlovu, or People's Rainbow Coalition. Ulomzuzo otwa baba, balale labantu, kugqiba uhlelo, kungani bemele belivotele?
Abantu kumele bavotele umama uMjuru ngoba nguye umama okumele simenze upresident wakuqala eSouthern Africa ongumama. And okwesi-two, i-PRC iyi-coalition ezinikele kakhulu ukuthi isebenzisane labantu, ezinikele kakhulu ukuthi itshintshe ilizwe leli ngokuba neZimbabwe abantu sebedubekile kakhulu. So thina sithi njenge-PRC sivoteleni, sikhipheni i-corrupt government le khona e-composed MDC lezanu PF. Kusale abantu abatsha abazakwanisa ukuthi baqhubeke ilizwe leli bengela butsotsi obenzakalayo lokhu esikukhangeleyo eZimbabwe. Ngakho ngithi asihambeni ngomama uMjuru ole experience olozwelo, umama wonke lapho ahamba khona uhambe ebhabhula umntwana. Ama-youth kasozalahleke masingavotela uMjuru ne-PRC.
And coming to you, Dingumuzi Phuthi of ZANU-PF, the candidate, parliamentary candidate for ZANU-PF in Bulilima West. Give us your last word, my good friend.
What there is that the MDC guy is concentrating on attacking ZANU-PF, but he forgets that coming to my PRC colleague, your presidential candidate is on record to have insulted our own father figure of this revolution, Ubaba Joshua Nkomo, calling him senile for awarding or granting an operating license to Strive Masiwa to start operating Econet Zimbabwe, which was trying to bottle kumbe ukuvalela abantu ukuthi bakhule. Coming to MDCT, well, umakhuphe sizwa usizi ngendlela aphathwa ngayo ngezikliwi ze-MDCT, calling her dissident, kutshengisa ukuthi kulabantu who are taking advantage of Kukurawundi to try and make us continuously in Matabeleland seem like we are a part that is not real in the unitary Zimbabwe. Vamuti dissident ngoba ngabe khangele thina sonke eMatabeleland basibona singabahlamuki and basithatha singathi siyongxenye. So these people are not bent on building Zimbabwe. They are just a warehouse of angry people.
Okay,
and those people robbed to victory because it's based on ideology. Thank you.
Thank you, Putin. Stoboga tate. Pugeni, Kalipani, Pugeni, MDCT, Togozani Kupe, you have a minute, and I mean a minute. Give us your last word.
No, ngiyabonga baba. Ngizotsho kumfowethu love more ukuthi hayi angidingi ukuthi ngingcolise. I don't have to denigrate his leadership. They're doing a good job by themselves, so I don't have to do that. But I need to say this, and you can put it down, my brother. There's a runoff in this country, and that runoff will be between Dr. Kupe and Dr. Mujuru. With the former eventually prevailing after that runoff.
Uh-huh.
Because Zimbabweans are tired and fed up of these two gentlemen that are full of lies, full of violence, and full of trickery.
Okay,
we are fed up of all of this. We need a new Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Pugeni. Pugeni, thank you. Sorry. My time is really out. I'm coming up more. You have 30 seconds. Please give us your last word.
Yeah, for a democratic developmental state, that is anchored on transformation, opportunities, and prosperity, I would urge the people of Zimbabwe to vote for a smart government, to vote for a smart president, and vote for Advocate Nelson Chamisa in the next elections.
And thank you, gentlemen. This is it, Zimbabwe. But some World Cup news. Abangabonanga iSenegal ibe yitimu yakuqala ezwekazi le-Africa ukunqoba ku-World Cup itshaye iPoland nge 2-1. Senegal chikwata che Senegal chichifadza vanhu vakawanda vekuAfrica nekukunda Poland 2-1 pamutambo watambwa nhasi. Russia neEgypt zichiri mangange 0-0, uyezve mutambo uyu uri pahalftime. Thank you to Love Mo Chinoputsa of the MDC Alliance, Kalipani Pugeni, MDC Togozani Kupe, Digumuziputi, Zanu PF, and Bulilima West parliamentary candidate, as well as Kulani David and Love of the Rainbow Coalition, People's Rainbow Coalition. Let's leave it there, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. I'm your host, Tungamilinkomo.